Dr. Peter Salgo is the host of WXXI's health show Second Opinion. It's seen every week on public television stations around the country. Second Opinion is co-produced by the University of Rochester Medical Center, and their doctors appear on the program. Dr. Salgo practices at New York Presbyterian Hospital, and he is in Rochester this week for the tapings of Second Opinion at the WXXI studios. Dr. Salgo, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to see you.
My pleasure.
This season, you're covering a lot of topics that have been in the news. Today, you're producing shows on food allergies. This week, you're also shooting an episode on concussion. Tell me, what kind of information comes across on the program when the patient tells her story and the doctors react to it?
Well, the kind of information you get is very compelling because we have people on the air who've actually suffered from these problems. And we have angry people, too, which is also very fun. I mean, we have a woman that we're talking to today about vaccinations whose son got whooping cough. Now, you would say to yourself, whooping cough? That's a 19th century disease. Well, it's not. And your kids can get it if they're not vaccinated. And as you probably know, around this country, there is a movement to stop vaccinating children. And whooping cough, measles, polio, they're all coming back. It's a great show.
Well, one of your roles, and I love to watch you do this, you moderate all the doctors who sit on the panel and sort of navigate this discussion between doctors and patients. What do the doctors, do you think, get out of this?
I think the doctors, first of all, have a lot of fun. And they get to address large questions of public health interest, which they don't often get to do seeing patients one-on-one. So a doc who has an opinion, as he or she should, about public health gets a bully pulpit. This is great. We're seen in over 300 markets. So if an expert on vaccinations or an expert on concussions wants to get the word out, we're the place to do it.
And what about the patients? What is the experience like for them, do you think, being part of the show?
It's interesting because they're civilians in a broadcast sense. Most of them have never been on television before, and they're awfully nervous going in. And then they realize, wait a minute, this is my problem. I understand it better than anybody in the country, and I have an insight that's better than what these doctors have. So they, after a few moments on the air, they get in the swing of things, and it becomes just a free-for-all. It's great.
And they have access to a lot of experts to talk about what's going on with them.
They do. You know, it's called Second Opinion for a reason. At the end of each broadcast, we tell our guests, look, we've got docs here who are world experts. You're here for a second opinion. Take advantage of it on the air. Ask them what you want to ask.
You know, a lot of us lay people, when we go in search of medical information today, it's very easy to hop on the web and sort of scan our condition and our symptoms or watch a television show or listen to the radio. How do we vet this information? How do we know what is credible and what is not out there?
What a good question. It's really tough, at least on the surface, because there is so much information out there. And my basic take on it is most of the information is worth exactly what you paid for it, nothing. So the way that you vet this stuff, it seems to me, is you take a look at the source. If it's coming from public television, WXXI, that's gold. If you check the NCI, the National Cancer Institute, the National Institutes of Health, things like that, that's a reliable source. There is a criticism, of course, that is from the establishment. They're not going to tell you really what's wrong. And you can go out there and you can venture into the ozone on your own, but be skeptical and realize that for the most part, nobody's vetted this stuff. You really don't know. So if you'd like to read contrary opinions, by all means do so. But for gosh sakes, don't act on it without talking to somebody first.
Dr. Salgo, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in. And today at 11:30, you can watch the taping of Second Opinion's Food Allergies episodes live and take part in a Twitter chat about allergies. Just go to secondopinion.tv.org, or I should say -tv.org, and click on the Twitter link. That's live at 11:30 this morning.